22 years, 9 months, and 22 days.
Safe travels, Ryan. I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, Ollie. I haven't seen Oliver Dudley, third in line for the throne of England, in 3 years. That should have been enough time to get any boy out of both my mind and heart. Yet, one text from him, and my insides feel like a firecracker has just gone off in a mailbox. For the love of Alan Rickman. Cinderella had it easy. Real-life fairy tales are a lot more complicated than making it home before your carriage turns into a pumpkin. I wonder how easy it would be to switch my flight, jet off to somewhere no one could find me. Of course, that would entail running from a family that had MI6 at their disposal, so I doubt I would get very far. I eye the bottle of whiskey the airport bartender tosses from one hand to another, like he's watched one too many marathons of Vanderpump Rules. This is going to be a disaster, and I've had one too many of those in the past year.
Bartender? Whiskey ginger, please.
You sure you want to do that, little lady? You already smell a bit like you took a bath in tequila.
Notes a deep rumble of a voice from my right. I spin my chair slowly toward the sound. Just as I'm getting ready to let this man know it's rude to tell a woman she still smells like the Mexican restaurant she drowned her sorrows in the night before, I take him in. What is happening?
Santa?
I whisper. Either Rodrigo slipped some peyote in my jumbo margaritas last night, or I am currently sitting one chair away from a grown man dressed like Santa. In July. My mouth drops open.
Whiskey ginger for the Real Madrid fan,
the bartender says, sliding my glass toward me, noting the football jersey I'm wearing.
Actually, I'm a Liverpool fan. I just like Casillas,
I grumble, cradling the glass, unable to let anyone for 2 seconds think I'm not the biggest Liverpool fan in existence. Not like Ollie would let me forget it. Always ready to remind me of that one time Manchester United beat Liverpool's ass. Never willing to back down from reminding me, he thought he knew more about sports than I did. Ollie.
God, Ryan, you might just be the prettiest girl I've ever seen.
I laugh and roll my eyes. You've seen me almost every day for 17 years, and this is the first I'm hearing anything of it. He leans in, close, his breath tickling the side of my neck.
Because you were never mine to look at before.
There he goes again. Shooting through my mind, like one of those flashing signs that warns of dangerous road conditions up ahead. I tilt the glass of whiskey back and let the liquid burn up my insides, hoping it will destroy all those pesky feelings all the way down in the most Pompeii way possible. Santa clears his throat. For the briefest of moments, I think of spilling my guts to Father Christmas. Despite his snarky remark, there's something warm and welcoming about the man. Maybe it has to do with childhood memories of sugar cookies and presents, but I want to tell him about Ollie, about Aiden, about how bad I messed things up, how scared I am to get on the plane and return to England, how I was given the fairy tale life, and it didn't take an evil queen or ugly stepmother to ruin it. I did that all on my own.